Okay, so Edna, I've got you recording here, okay? And I'm just going to go through some quick, easy questions. We'll start with some easy stuff. You said you're having a birthday this Friday. Yes. How old are you going to be?
I'll be 80.
80 years old. That's awesome. And I assume you're retired or you
work? Retired, yes.
Retired. Are you married?
My husband is deceased.
I'm sorry. So we just took your picture holding a check for $100,000. So you won this playing Powerball in Saturday night's drawing. Tell me, like, when you got your ticket, did you pick out your own numbers?
No, it was an easy pick. I bought it at Fairway in Ames, and I buy a lot of my tickets there, so I just asked for an easy pick because I was disappointed in picking all my numbers when the jackpot was so high and I didn't win anything to speak of.
So you're like, just let the computer figure this out, right?
Yeah, and so then after I checked my numbers, I thought, you know, really, that was kind of stupid. You can only win on one ticket, so there's no need in going out and buying a whole lot of tickets.
It only takes one.
Because it only takes one.
Just the right one.
I mean, I realize it's not the biggest winner probably in the world, but it was a big surprise to me.
Well, so yeah.
I was thrilled to death.
I mean, you were one number away, and it was a $50,000 win, but you had the power play on there, so you doubled your prize to $100,000.
That's what my accountant said when I called him this morning. Because he said, I bought a ticket and I didn't win anything.
But now he knows a winner, so maybe the luck will rub off.
Well, I guess I would, from now on, because after they've had big winners like that, when I've gone in and bought a lottery ticket, I don't always buy the multiplier.
So it just happened to be random that you did it this time.
I it's like, what's another dollar I can throw away? So, yes, I was thrilled to death to have spent the extra dollar.
Yeah, the extra dollar is worth $50,000. I mean, who knew? I mean, they
may never happen again, but I said, sure, godsend right now.
Oh, my gosh, right?
So
when did you check your ticket? Saturday night, like after the drawing or on Sunday?
No, I didn't check it until Sunday, probably, I think it was about 11 o'clock.
Right. Do you just go on the website, or how do you check your tickets?
No, I write my numbers down, and then when I read the paper on Sunday or the next day,
right?
Because I usually try and play all the tickets, at least
all the different games. Yeah.
And I buy a lot of scratch offs, and I've never won anything big other than $1,000,
which is still pretty nice.
Well, yeah, because
but $100,000 is a lot better.
The eighth month in 2015, I won $1,000, and I scratched the ticket off, and it's like, really?
It happens a lot.
It was such a shock, because I think it was like a $5 ticket.
Right.
And so, yeah.
People do that a lot. They scratch it, and like, no way, I just won that. Well, I mean.
So this is a thrill to me to
absolutely
have won this.
An early birthday present. That's so wonderful. And you say you have some birthday plans for the money. What's your thought?
I'm going to buy a new car. I've been talking about getting a car now for the last 2 or 3 months. And so now the lottery's buying me a new car.
That's a good day in my book. And you might have a little left over, too.
Because when the Pick 3 came out, I think it was the first week I bought a Pick 3 ticket. And I want enough money to go and buy a new TV set, a small TV set, but I wouldn't let that TV set go anywhere now. It stays right there.
Because you won the lottery and you use that to buy your TV, and
well,
now you're getting a car.
When my kids ask me, how come you got that little TV? It's like, well, the lottery bought it for me. Because they'll play the lottery if it's a big.
Right.
But otherwise, they don't. They're not in. My son-in-law has always wanted to tell his wife, just put that dollar in my pocket and I'll call you a loser. So.
Right. I wonder what he's going to think now.
Well, his birthday is tomorrow, so I should go home and call him and tell him to go buy a lottery ticket. Maybe
the luck will continue in the family. That would be awesome. Stranger things have happened. We just had a father-son in here where he won in February like $10,000, and then just last month his son won $50,000. I mean, crazier things have happened. You just never know. So, I mean.
Well, I just, you know, when the jackpot got up so big a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I really hope the lady could share it with a lot of organizations, let's put it that way.
A lot of people do, you know. I mean, that's a lot of money for one person, and I have no doubt that she'll share. I mean, it's just, I wouldn't know what to do with that kind of money. That's too much.
Well, you know, because I've always dreamed about something like this. So,
right.
I'm sure I'll find probably a good use for this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a car is a good chunk, but you're still going to have some left over and can do some nice things.
With all my kids and all my grandkids, I'm sure that we'll find a good use for it.
Absolutely. It doesn't take too much these days.
And I will continue to play the lottery.
And maybe you'll be back with the jackpot win next time, right?
Well, I've already got some tickets bought for this week, so.
All right. Did you pick your own numbers, or did you let the machine do it again?
I picked my numbers when the jackpot was so high.
Really big, yeah.
But I usually, if I pick, you know, if I do five numbers, I always leave one open for an easy pick.
Right. It's all random. You don't know. So do you think you'll call and tell the rest of the family now? We're going to wait till you get your car first?
No, I'm not going to call and tell them. If they happen to come to my house, they'll see it.
Yeah, they will.
It's going home, and right now it's going into the bank. But
it's a good place for it.
At least I think I will take the picture and go down to Fairway.
You should take the big check and just say, I want you to know that I won this here. You guys sold me the winning. Because they get really excited about that. They don't always get to see when people win or meet the winners, you know.
I know, because the girl that checked my ticket for me, I had some scratch-offs, and I said, check this. And she said, you don't want to buy any? I said, I'm buying it. So then I said, wait on this guy, and then I'll have you. I want to talk to you. And so she said, what do you want? Because we're on good terms. And I said, I want you to check this ticket, but I don't want you to squeal or gasp. And she goes, oh.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, because she said, we didn't sell it here, did we? And I said, no, because I buy tickets in different places.
Right, just as you're about.
I don't buy them where, you know.
Yeah.
No certain spot.
Just wherever you're at.
I usually buy the bigger share of them at Fairway at the grocery store when I get groceries and stuff.
Makes sense, because you're already there, so.
I guess this is one of these times that I'll usually go in and say, five drawings.
Right.
And, you know, that way it's out of the road.
Yeah.
I've spent the money.
Right, yeah, because you could do up to 10, so.
Oh, well, I lost that money.
But not this time.
But, yeah, I think I will probably go down to Fairway and let the manager see that.
Yeah.
All those people were very nice. And
Absolutely. You can wear your new T-shirt.
I think the picture will be good enough.
Right.
Because they're very good at Christmas time. I go in and buy a lot of stuff because I make treats for all my kids.
I'm a baker too, so.
And, well, when I go in there and buy 100 boxes of cereal to make party mix at Christmas time, it's like.
Right. Are you feeding a small army? Kind of.
So, I will, because they've always just been, they bend over backwards to wait on me, so.